Can I pick it as Mishnah? From Farik, let me do that. Vila, when they gave a Chaval and Tara. So the two Gerses, Gersa of the Rambam and the Rash, is this all one case. And they gave a Mefarik as a Mita at Vila, but it's still, you didn't take it off of the Gamri. And it's still going to be Tame, because still the Chalakimar is still attached. Still, and the gave a Chavalim is going to be Tar. Even in that situation, it's going to be Tar. Talking about that you touched the Chavalim before the Mita was Tar. It's still be Tame B'maga, because the Mita still has Ruch HaShtek, right? The Chiddush is that when you touch the Chavalim, it's going to be Tar. What's the Taitz? Why aren't the Chavalim considered Mechaber? Just because the Mita is not Mita Slema, why should it be Tar? He says, neither Mita Tamei, but in fact, like Vila is like Zira. Chavalim and Echiber, I feel that like Zira. Why? Chavalim not be Kabbalah Tumaninu, only because the Yad, and it's only considered the Yad, which is when it's considered Mechaber. Hinami, Chavalim of the Mluch, the Sagar Chavalim Achim. Where the Pshad is, that since Chavalim, it's normal to put it somewhere else, therefore we don't look at it as a chilek of the mita, and therefore the chavalim are going to be tar. Here's the two different cases. In Fargus mita tefillah, that's number one. And again, a chavalim tar, that's two separate cases. The vav. They're what? The first case is talking about you were took apart the bed, and it comes tar. We have to matvel it, that should come for Tumi Hashana when it comes back. Second case, then the Gev Chavalim Tara, that also in that case, the Chavalim are going to be Tara, which is a little bit Tzarechian, that what's it sad to say? If the Mita is Tara, then now if you go ahead, you touch the Chavalim, it's going to be Tamei. Why should that be? You already be Tara, the Mita, then the Chavalim should be Tara. The Doshis says, and the Rabbi is not so much that the Rabbi really meant this, because the Rabbi next to Ramasa seems to be Chizer. He says, Kimish and the Farko, Shul and Chavalim Chibra. That over there, it's the Mashma that it's going to be one case. Chizin had one gears. And the side of Mishnah, they bring up a taste Chadash, like, I didn't bring it up from the Harifa the Nahara. Says, no, it doesn't see that with that Rav. I mean, Chizin, that was the Rav says, that Shum any Chibur, it means. Maybe it's one case. The Mita is the Sparaka. Since the Mita is Taurus, well, then the Chavalim are going to be Taurus. The MSI, who Chibur the Mita, when is Chavalim considered a Chibur to the bed? Make three batim in the chavas to the mechaber. What's the reason why? So the Chazanesh says the word that once you have three ready, you can put a kid over there, twice the Torah says, or you can put a bucket to sit there. And therefore, not only the chilek, which is mesurgis to the chibur, even the rest of the chavas to the chibur, because it's a chilek of the mita and sefer the saga, so like the Rav says, and therefore it's going to be tamei. He says, when he's Sira, even before he was Sira, he's with Hebrew, because we have the Mishnah Pesach says, Kolakim, you're only to Machshava. So since you're Choshva, then it's Mitame. So the Mishnah Chayne is not a Kasha. Dafka Kalim, or Tame Machshava. Tame is not a Kli. It's only over here, it's Din Yad. So therefore, it's only Tamei Mechubur, and Machshava is not enough. Kesher Lefnim, Tamei, when Kesher Lechutz is going to be Tar. Somebody started to be Surrogate Mita, they made three Batim, but the Cheva wasn't long enough. So he tied another Cheva in order to be a Chedek of it. So he said, the Cheva Lashin is not a Chedek in the Cheva Rishon, until you're not Surrogate, it's not Kesher Mechubur Mita. And if the Mita comes Tamei, the Cheva Rishon and the Kesher is going to be Tamei. The Chavos Shem is not going to be Tar. So Amnim Alu and Shua Simen Dala, that the Shel brings down the Mangan Abram as a Shaila, whether Chushal Tzitzis, can you do Kshira or not? So Amnim Alu makes a Raya for the Mishnah and the Goyim, that Kshira works. The Mangan Abram makes a Raya. In fact, Amnim Alu, why am I right from over here? Our Mishnah says that Chibur the Kshira doesn't work. That tying it over here is going to be Tar. So Chavos Shem, Halakha Davizek Shtein, Amnim Alu, and also the Yachan Abay is over here. That even though Kabi maybe Shabbos a claim we find a Kesher coming to Chibur, but then in Tumah, Chazal held that Rakat Tfira makes a Chibur, I'm thinking Stam Akesh is not going to be Chibra. Therefore, the Chibra of Tehillim, the Matayra, is Akesh can make it Echad, but because it's Tzarech HaKli, it's not going to have a Sriga. Nimei Akesh, the Rav learns is when he tied two Chalom together, so you leave a little bit of the head out of the Akesh, that holds the Akesh together, because you tie a Akesh, a knot only at the ends, so then the kesher won't stay around. So therefore, the chilek which is needed for the kesher, that's going to be tamei. Kam v'tzarchei, it is a shleishes please. Tam learns this Tumah is not doesn't say anything about the two ropes being tied to each other. But what's in the Mishnah is Tumah is that chevel itself. So the derech of the people masarig when they finish, they make a kesher, and they're not going to be sarig anymore. So here, first mission says, once you do 3 is to meet Tamei. But if afterwards you tie a rope, you show that you're not going to do any more. So therefore, the rest of the rope is not a chilek of the mita, and the kesher chutz is the mitar. In the case of a chevel yitzim and a mita, that's the mitamei, because over there it's tzarech for the chevel yitzim. Over here, once you tie it up, you don't need the chevel anymore. And therefore, whatever chutz of kesher is going to be tar. And the Mishnah for his eyes, the Nimei Akesher, that little part is still going to be done. Mishnah base. Chava Yetzim Amita, Chava comes out of Mita. So, add. Chamesh Lachim is Vitar. Chamesh Vasar is Vitame. So, the Chot is in the Vitar. Why? Shabbat Kershon said, Pesachim is Shashan is in the Mishnah. Is it considered a Yad or not? So, on the five Tvachim, there's no Shemesh. Therefore, it's not going to be Tame. And doesn't have any shemesh to it. It's a 5 to 10, so then there's a tzarech l'mita. That was considered, yeah. 5 to 10, so that which you say is Tomei has a shemesh, it's like the Rabba. That which you say 5 tvachim is going to be tar, that's only when it's only 5 tvachim. It's more than 5 tvachim. Even the chelek l'mita with 2 5 tvachim is going to be Tomei. Why? Because since it's a tzarech, it's all considered a yad. Even the chelek are a chamesh, only the first, only from 5 to 10 is to be tamid. Which is a bit tzarachian, because Maisa, once the Eirich is sitting in the Shemesh Lamita, so her, well, the whole thing should be a yad, and a little bit tzarachian will shine the Ramba. As far as Kushan is a psachim, Shemesh Lamita is a version of that, the Kushan is a psachim, the Choyra, that's nothing to do with the yad of the Mita, it's not a tzarachian Mita, it's not a Shemesh issue, the Chevel. Kreisha the psachim to the mitzvah Rashi chumde now in the abeis the zeichel of Pesach Mitzrayim. This is Yisachar Gvoi Vesem. This is Oicham Mishmeres. That's the reason why they need to do it. There's another mahach they bring down is that the reason why they did is that the Meruba says that they tie the beds in order that it shouldn't go in Mapsin says Eretz Yisrael. Mizman Yitz in the mitzvah Kosho is the. It's a piece around the mascaret of the mita, all together in order to keep the pieces together. So they were saying that if it comes in the mita koshu, well, it doesn't make that difference how much it goes out, whatever amount it is. It's tamei the remeir, it's a chilek of the mita. Which that is because it's normal to leave around the leave an extra piece, because maybe some of the parts of the mita might. This is dismantled, they need to tie it. And Yossi says, Ad Asar Tvachim. Yossi says, Until 10 Tvachim. Tzarchim Mita, Until 10 Tvachim. More than that, it's not going to say, Tzarchim Mita is not going to tell the Gan and the Kabbalah Tumah. Mishnachmani says that the Rabbi says, Tumah, the Mita is Tami Medrash. Why? Because over here, Dafka, the Machlik is a Kabbalah Medrash. By other Tumas, everyone agrees, like Shtetim Mishnavav. Mazayin, Shiva Tvachim. So now where it's all balua and ripped, therefore it's not right anymore for the bed. So if it's 7 tvachim, that's right to use for a chamar, so therefore it's going to be tame. What is a chavak? So they're having some say it's a beged of, which they put on the chamar when it comes when it's dark and it's sweating. In order that it shouldn't stand in Achshon and some say it's on the Masya Chamar in order that it should cover it in order that if it wrinkles on it, it shouldn't get ruined. Now says Nisa Zav Alamita Alamizroy. The Zav is on the Mita Alamizroy. And Alamizroy doesn't mean it's left down, doesn't mean it's on the Mizroy. It means it's on the bed, which the Mizroy attached to it, they shouldn't have. The whole oyuch of the mizvah and the chilek and the mita, like we said before, if the mita comes tamei as mishka zav, so the whole mizvah is going to be tamei. And pasach means that metama, somebody who touched it makes it a risha tama, that risha tama is a tama oichel, and makes it a sheni tama. That sheni passes chum if he touched it. It's considered to have a tumma of the mizvah, it's called the man as a chilek of the mita. It's a mafrid for the mita, so if it's only considered a vlad of tumma, it's not going to be considered a yavat. These are the mita of mizvah. I start talking with Tamar Shnayim Pazlecha. The Asar Tvachim, they're a chilek of the mita, and they come only first in Tvachim, a chilek of the mita. Therefore, if the zav is on them, so then comes out of a tumma like the mita itself. For the rest, it's not considered like the mitzvah itself. It's not can be tamed with it. From a sort of chutz, it's metam echad place lechad because it's not avatoma, but it's touching avatoma, and therefore it gets a din of rishon tama. Yes, on the Rav, which says that kol zman is attached to his tummy, the mizrin when it's pure is going to be tarred. Tamili v'is daitin, you know the mizrin have a kamita atzma. The mizrin is like the meat itself. It's going to be a sort of tvachim. Ap, befirsh, tama, beis. And if, even if it gets separated from the bed, the pastor should be is that still should be tamay. Some of them want to say the pshat and the rav is, they want to say that the reason why it's pure is Torah is within shvira. The mizrin, mesolah, from tamay, is the chutz Torah. This is the hemshak of the reisi. That the chedek panim of the mizrin is considered one thing with the mita, therefore it's a kavot from his medrash. Therefore, the zav is on this chilek. It's a chilek of the mita, and therefore, even the mita is going to be tamei. But the outside of the area is next to the chilek of the mita, and therefore, it's not coming to mizmidras. And therefore, it's a sort of chutz. The mita is not going to come tamei. According to Rav Meir, mizra is chilek of the mita. Therefore, every situation is omnisa. On mizra, even a sort of chutz, all things will be tamei. Now, the Rambam in Perek Chavav Halacha Tes learns the Mishnah, the Nidim and the Mita is covered in bed. The Teich HaSar Lefnim, the Mita is Tami. So the Chutz, the Mita is not going to be Tami. Rambam, the Machnas Tumma Medrash is also the Niyad, which is the Chibul and Mita. All those Medak in the Rash, the Yodas and Medrash only helps to be Moitzi, not Machnas Tumma. Another hand learns over here that if you are on the mazrin, the mita is not going to be tamei. It's the only time if you are on the mita, the mazrin is tougher to the mita, and so we're tamei. But the other way around, that if you're on the mizrin, so yad hakness, it's not going to be yad hakness, and therefore it's not going to be tamei according to the rash. He wants to say a nice piece. He wants to say it's a Rambam Rashi. She tells it what's together. The yad. Is the yad that pshat is? It's a dinas machas and mitzi. And the Rambam holds the yad by itself as mekabel tumah. So Rambam holds the yad itself as a chilek of the kli and the oichel. Therefore, holds the yad as a midrash. So again, if you hold just a din the machas and mitzi, the midrash the mitzi would it be? So the chutz in Rav Yitzi, which is Torah, the lashon Rambam is so the chutz leve chibul amita. Tara mita, and it never to miss the mizrin. The lashon is mashma. The mizrin itself is yes to me. Midrizav. The mita is tara because I consider one thing. First, we say the mizrin mitzvah atzmoi is not really the midras. Therefore, they might say that atzam midras, atzam mizrin is the mitar. This chusasar is kuli tar. Mishta says tami midras. You have a mita, which tami midras. And then afterwards, the Kerchel Mizrah and Kulei Tameya, Midrash. It comes like the Mita itself, and it comes Tameya in the Midrash. Which has Maisa, The mitzvah comes tame, it wasn't attached to it. Since you attach it, it comes tame. This is all when the mitzvah is tame, then the mazah is tafel off. The mazah is tame, the mitzvah is not going to tame with it, because the mitzvah is not tafel to the mazah. Braid it, so then it's hairy tame medrash. The mitzvah stays to mitzvah medrash. The mitzvah is going to be maga medrash. It's going to be mishnah tumba, because the mitzvah is going to have a tumba. It's not going to measure itself, because it never came out of the Tumah. It's Atzmai. It's only called Mazah Zuchah B'Lamita. Therefore, it's not going to select the actual Mita. Also lost in the Mishnah being Mashma. This is only because it was tied afterwards. If it was tied to the Mita B'Shasa, the Mita come Tameh, the Chor will stay Tameh, even after his Pirish, because it already got Tumah's measure to Machlas Atzmai. So why would it come off? But with the Rav and the Mishnah before, it says not like that. Even the Mishnah's Tameh Midrash and the Mita, if there's Pirish, it's not going to be Tameh, and it's only going to be Tumah's Midrash. The Rav, they said the Pshat is that the Mazrin is not Roy to be Tamei Midrash. It's only one is attached to the Mita. After it's Pirish, it's not really Roy to Shemesh the Midrash. If it's not Ksidah Midrash, it's like a sudden which is Tamei Midrash. If the other one is making the Vilan, it's Parakat Tamei. But the Mesheva, if it's the Mesheva, Perisha, he Tamei, Tamei Sheva, Mazrin, Tamei Tamezarev. It goes down one slav. I said Tum Tumis Erev. The Mitzvah Tumis Erev. Kerchal Mazrin. Kulik Tumeya Tumis Erev. Pershi Tum Tumis Erev. And the Mazrin is going to be Tar. Mishnah Vav. Mitzvah Kerchal Mizrin. Nagel Meis. The Mishnah before it's about the Mizrin was tied on a Mitzvah which came Tamei. Over here, Mishnah is talking about that. The mita came to me after it was tied. So he tied it on, and a mace tied, same time to Meshiva. It's considered one cleave, both time to Meshiva, parachute, time to Meshiva. Since it was Tamei Yachad, it's kind of each one of them, it's an Atzmoy, now it's a Chibori, it's going to be Tamei, Nogim and Mesheretz, time to Meserev, parachute, time to Meserev. Then we say that it was Nogim and Mace. So it depends. If you're like the Shiz Chalal, Cherek Chalal, so with all Kalim, not just with Kalim Ateches. So therefore, if a Mace touches the Mita comes like the Mace itself. The Kalim was touched, it comes to Meshava. So either way, we consider it to Meshava. It was after the Mita touched it. Even though Chalal, Cherek, is Dafka by. Dafka Mateches would be good, but according to the Rambam, you have to say, that was Mishnah Nagma the Mace, not Dafka. It could be a touch, a Tommy Mates touched it. It's talking about when he gave to Mazmaga. Medris, the Rav said before that even if it was Karachal Mitzvah Shazam Nizola, if it was Pirish to Mazpaka, like we said before. Therefore, it's good and move on while Mishnah Madavka Maga. It's supposed to medrash. The Kivega Mishnah Melech, say not like that. You have to say that which it says over here doesn't say over here medrash, because a medrash going to really see the shir is going to Tvachim, Tvachim is going to Chibra, therefore that's what we're focusing on that. Right, another Mishnah goes back to the Mita, which is the Chilik of the Chalakim were taken away. Mita is not the Shtei Ruchah Shalom. The Mita, which took the two long part, it's not broken. Basel HaChadoshes, Leshinis Nekavim. He made new ones, he didn't change the holes. Nishbru HaChadoshes. If the Chadoshes break, then it can be Tamei. Chadoshes broke, it's going to be Tamei since the old ones are Kayamis and Kabbalah and Ishtanu. The Mita stays what it is. Yishanis Tahira, the old ones which are broke are Tar. So call it Ache Yishanis. You go after the Yishanis, that calls man that the old one's still around, so the Mita is going to be Tame. And second, if the Ruch Yishanis broke, the Mita is going to be Tar because the Mita was Tame, calls man the around the Relach Ziran, the Mita stays Tamei. When they broke, so therefore, since it's not Al Kayim, therefore it's going to be tar. It's a rebusa, that even in Mechadoshes, the Mishpah Yishan is going to be tar. You don't say it's considered a shlema as Chadoshes, and it's not considered a shvira. Tevish, a pisum of Malo, Tevish, which always on tap, Tommy Mace, comes out of a tumma with Maga Mace, but not Medrus, because it's not royally Shiva. Malo, if afterwards it gets broken and open, I die in Tumma Dvis Mace, because since it's right with Chvetzim inside of it, so therefore it's going to be Tommy. Mashenke, Nibendifka, Malamato, it's going to be Tar, over there it's going to be Tar, because now it's part of the base Kibbul Shabbat. And therefore, it's not going to be a Kabbal Tumma. Shabbat Timaeus, it's like little Christmas kindness which is inside of Tame. It's only the Teva got a Shevik and Megur's Nath, and a Chibrula. And I consider him Chibrula Teva. And Tumma Tasha Teva, it's not going to be considered that's going to be Tame. The Mishnah's Tumma was not Mechibrula Teva, it's his own different answer. Can this be Mechibrula Teva? This is called Mechibrula Tame, it's going to be considered Tame. It says that's not like your base, Mr. Base, with Chavatame Tame, because over there they both need each other. Even they don't need each other, some of them both Shneimim, Shamsa Shima Shalom Dukli. I'm shaking over here, it's not considered the Chibra, and therefore it's not going to be Tame. Mishnah Chas, Tarmush Nibtacha. We have, it's a Yakut of Araya, which got a hole, and Kippur Chvitzim. A Kish of a Seichai. It's still a kiss, which inside of his tummy because it's still right for Shemesh, and a kiss is not a Hebrew light. Gamesh of a Beitzim, it's an R which holds water, so Beitzim of a Kabbal Sima. There's like a small little kiss in it. Nivtchu Tahiris. Yishinim Kamps Kedaka. If the kiss of Beitzim gets ripped, then the whole thing is not really Shemesh, therefore it's going to be Tar. Mitzvah test. Teva, Shnedra Mitzido, Tami Medjus, Tami Tami Mei. It's a Teva which you open on the side. It's still going to be Tami Medjus, Tami Mei. Why? Because the yeshiva, we don't care about the yeshiva, doesn't stir the Yikr Shemesh when he's on top of it. Therefore it's Mekabal, Tumas Medjus. Not like Mishnah Zion, which is not Mekabal, Tumas Medjus, because if it's off system, you can't go ahead and use it. Vesi says, when? It's the reason why we gave the Kabbal Tumma. It's not ten Tvachim. Oi, Shimla Lizbez. Tafach. It doesn't have Elizabeth's Tafach. I remember each one's a svar why it's not going to be Tumma Midrash. If it's not ten Tvachim, or it doesn't have the Vazbez, that's the reason why. Someone that says it's only Tami Medrus, they're both Tanayim. It's Nasa and Tvachim, and doesn't mean Vazis Tafach. Oil over here doesn't mean either war, it's more another Tanayim. Mishnah Chodesh says, could be a Goyz Vishay on the Vazis Tafach. That Goyz Vishay on the Vazis Tafach. Doesn't mean they're Vesi, the Chodesh is not a Kamargazon, it's every case in the Tami Medrus. Nifcham Lamata. Mamalan, Tomei Tomei Medrus. If it opens on the top, it's still. It's going to be Tomei Mace, not Medrus, because you can't sit on it. Nifilamata and Irmachlikis. Rameir says Tomei because. Wait a minute, Acham says Tara, they want to see a Suid that bottle Iker, bottle Tfela. Since the Iker is bottle, Iker tape is made to put things inside of it. Agav is used for Yeshiva. Iker cleans me bottle, so then the tafel is going to be bottle. I'm saying you're a mayor, the car doesn't hold it, you say, he holds that. Talk to a mayor holds it, no. Once it's the same clay, even though the Iker chilek is bottle, we don't care. The mayor says that chilek is still right. The shimush, and therefore it's going to be Tomei Medrus. Most around Bishop's Night is mentioned in the mayor's back, only Medrus, not other Thomas. That's the Shmais of the Rambam. But the Rush is Mavur, even other Tumas is going to be Tameh. What's the Taish? The Grain says, the Pshad is that there's a cloud, whatever is Tameh Tameh Medrash, is Tameh Tumas Meis. So therefore it's going to be Tameh everything. So the Chom Lechur, the Havan is, the Mishnah Tara says, that since the Tumas says there's a Rebway called a Kli, the middle calls man as a Tresk Bel's Tumas Kli. And once it's kli, therefore it's not going to be tamas medrus. Rameo argues on this. He holds tamas medrus. He's believing that the ikar teres kabbalas tumah is mishmetin kli. She holds what has a chaim shem kli and has teres medrus. It's not going to be paka. That's why mishnah is zayin by teves shnitzel mamala. Over there, Rameo holds that it's not going to be tamas because it's never chal in the tamas medrus, and therefore it's going to be tar. It's not going to get it in tamas. It's only once it's chal in the tamas medrus. Over there, it can be mamshach. Mishnah Yud. Mashpelas is like a big sal which they use. Get us over to the garbage. And Niftacha got a home in Kabul. Remain him. Got a home in Kabul. Remain him. It's Tomei because. Oh, it's Tar. What's it say? What's he say? The same thing. Because before a mill, it's Tomei because it's already for a medrash. Therefore, it's be Tomei. The Chum says it's Tar. Why? Since it's Batal of the Iker Kli. Therefore, it's going to be Batal of the Tafel. It's very similar to the mission before. The Chum are busy with the two machlikas in. Alright. So, how do I understand Koma Tamei to a medrash, Tamei to a mace? How does that fit with this mission? Someone is saying that Kala is only going to be. And then there are Banan. Therefore, the Banan weren't Chlid in this case. Only came in Pshutim, then on base Kibble. Came in base Kibble, they weren't Goyza Tumah because Rela Medrash. The Rambam is only by Kli, which is Royal Tamisha Tumah, this is Skalka. And now it's only in the Medrash, so therefore. They don't see the class. Since it was Royal Skalka, so therefore it's only going to be Tamisha Medrash.